episode of Talking Pink Season 2. I said pink. It probably sounded like something else, but it was pink.
No, but what? Well, season 2. Yeah, this is Season 2. We missed y'all.
Yes.
A lot. And we've been doing a lot of different shit since, you know, the last time we talked to you all. We're still trying to get over 2020. That's going to take us about 10, 15 years. Mm-hmm. But we still feeling the effects. Like, today, I got on lipstick. You know when the last time I had on lipstick?
Last night.
No.
When?
I can't remember. Oh, when we did our photo shoot. Yeah, that was see, recent.
That was recent.
That was recent.
That was 2021.
But before then?
Yeah, no. What's the point?
Right. What's the point? My mouth is covered up. My ears. Got earrings on. Don't I look free?
Oh, yeah, you're right. I don't have none of this shit.
I can wear these now. What about you? What you,
yeah.
What you missed before 2020 happened?
Let me see what I missed. Okay, let me tell you one thing that I do like about...
No, I said what you missed.
I don't know what that means. But let me tell y'all something that I do like about wearing a mask is that you don't have to take care of this facial.
Brush your teeth.
Hairs. No, listen, you have to brush your teeth now more than ever. Because the shit more so affects you than it affects anybody else. You be like, what the fuck is that burning? That's your mouth. That's what we would smell. But yeah, I literally took some time off, you know, to, you know, take care of my face with the rips, the hairs, and everything.
Oh, you did.
I did.
I'm
just keeping my head down
because
not so much. It was like a week ago or something.
I know, but it looks good.
Don't do that to my face. We on TV.
But it looks good.
Look how so different cool. She looked. Like, this is what's been happening. See, you stop combing your hair, and then it just lock up.
It just locked up.
I have locks, too. Remember the last time I was shaved? No, I was letting my hair grow.
No,
but I have locks now, and I just decided to pull that shit back. It's hot.
It's Houston.
No.
Welcome to Houston.
Yeah, no, it's fucking hot.
It's 108 degrees.
I should have wore a tank top and let the hair just blow under my arms, but it's fucking hot.
I see your lip sweating.
let me just do that real cute now.
Okay, so we got something that we're going to be doing real soon.
What are we doing?
Well, I'm going to be doing a bodybuilding show.
Oh, okay, that's good. What we doing, though?
So in support of me, Rachel
is going to be a screaming in the background.
She's going to go through the pain with me, right?
We about to go get a BLM.
What is that?
BBL.
That's Black Lives Matter?
What? Some surgery that you get.
What is that?
I don't know.
Lipo?
It's called a booty lift, tummy tuck, breast lift. Tell them what I'm doing, because this is my first time hearing this.
She's lying. We just talked about this.
What are we doing?
You're going to be working out with me. You're going to be working out with me. You're going to be eating with me. You're going to be doing everything that I do for 3 months. 3 months. 90 days. Me and you. Fist bump. Fist bump.
Does that mean I agree?
Yeah. Fist bump. You won't do that for me?
I will do that for you.
And because you, the way you be talking, oh, is that my thigh? Yes, she said that. She said that.
I said that today, y'all. You know that little extra meat? Look at that. They can't see that. But no, okay, no. I'm ready to introduce our guest now. This is...
You feel like you're in a hot spot? You're sweating even more? You won't do... I'm serious.
Serious. I promise. I'm going to do it. I'm going to cry. And scream and fuss and cuss the whole way.
I know.
But I'm going to do it.
I know. I'm so proud of you. Thank you so much.
Let's finish it first. I might quit this whole shit. Because, I don't know.
Say day one, fuck this shit.
And we're going to be recording it all. So that you guys can be in the journey with us.
Thank you. It's for my pinkies.
Oh my God. I don't know how I feel about it. But we're going to do it. We're going to do it.
But anyway,
yes,
we have a special guest today.
We do have a special guest. You know, we like throwing our special guest on to y'all, we have a really special guest.
Who's
y'all know who she is?
Who is our guest?
You gonna want me to fuck up the name?
Come on, Rachel. It's so easy. Maddie. We got Maddie Smith.
See? I would have fucked it up.
Maddie Smith. She's a cast member of Wildin' Out. Mm-hmm. That ain't all she does.
That's not all she does.
She is a comedian from New York City.
Hey.
She was featured in the New York Comedy Festival, mm-hmm. the one to watch for mm-hmm. 2019. Mm-hmm. So this bitch is funny.
Mm-hmm.
So she is a she, which is awesome for us. Because, you know.
She a what?
A she. Like, she's a woman.
Oh, my God.
She's a woman. What you thought I said?
She's a sheep.
What the fuck would I say that? Oh my God. This is what I gotta deal with.
This is what she has to deal with.
Pinkies, please welcome Maddie Smith.
Woo! Hi. Thank you for having me. I hope you guys can hear me. I can hear you.
We can hear you perfectly now.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Thank you so much for taking the time
out of your day, Sunday.
Are you sure that this is what you wanted to do? did you see the videos and stuff? And you agreed anyway.
I agree. Bring it on. Bring it on. Always here for my girls, you know?
Hey, she's self-conscious just like you, Maddie.
Oh.
She doesn't think much of herself sometimes.
Get the fuck out of here, bitch. Who you lying to?
Sometimes, but right now.
Girl, please. I will pull this shirt off and shut this shit down, okay?
We know.
Facebook except this thigh. Y'all can't see that.
Facebook won't allow it.
Oh,
you won't allow it. We'll go to Facebook jail. We don't do that.
They have a jail?
I'm
hot. Don't touch me.
But, Maddie, can you tell our pinkies a little bit more about yourself?
What haven't you said already? Let's see. 2020 was a really shitty year. Are we allowed to swear?
Yeah. All we do is cuss.
Niggas, bitches, all I say.
I'm just getting into stand up again after it was down for a whole year. Mm-hmm. So kind of getting back into the rhythm. I'm from Buffalo originally. Mm-hmm. You got the Wild and Out part. I like to roast battle people. Mm-hmm. And I also have my own podcast called That Time of the Week.
Mm-hmm. With the week.
Yeah. And it's all women too. So that's the way to go. Because men are the enemy. No, I'm kidding.
But No, you're not.
They're very useful.
When you
want to come. They are very good tools.
They are good tools that you have to use in your own way and then remove from your life when needed.
Right. It's like a tampon. I'm done.
It's like a tampon and you can't leave.
So now that I just want to go back to the Wildin' Out just for a little bit. How do you feel about Nick Cannon not being a part of it anymore?
He is a part of it now. They just announced that it's back.
What?
A month ago
I deleted that memo. So how does that make you feel?
I'm excited. I'm excited to have a job. I love my job. I like working. I like performing. I like being on stage. And as long as I get to do that, I'm cool. You know, everyone gets under the cancel radar once in their careers, I think. Mm-hmm. Especially if you're the level of Nick Cannon.
Correct.
And I think he handled it with grace. Mm-hmm. And as long as we're back and all the cast members are back cooking and all the crew and makeup and wardrobe are back, then that's all that matters, you know?
Right.
Plus, it's like a hard show to film during a pandemic anyway.
Right.
So
the audience was such a huge part of that show. Yeah.
It's like its own cast member.
Right.
It was hard anyway, because that's like a super spreader event in itself with all those people, and laughter is like the worst thing you can do.
Exactly. I never see any mask.
Yeah. So I'm excited to.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm excited to go back. Yeah.
So when do you start? When do you go back?
I think they're working out the deets, but they're aiming to film this summer. Mm-hmm. So, and then there's some episodes from season 15 that are now coming out on VH1, MTV, yada, yada, yada. Yeah. So, and then hopefully by the end of the year, all new stuff and cooking even more.
Right.
Especially, you know, MTV, if you take Wild 'N Out off, there's not a lot of other programming. So.
Exactly. Pretty much.
I don't know what happened there, but we went from like a million different shows to two. Right. So they need it, you know? Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to ask this question that I've asked another comedian who has come on the show before. Who told you were mm-hmm. funny? Who told you you were funny? And how did you get into comedy?
Well, when I was younger, I was always like the clown of the group. But I never really knew you could do stand-up as a job. Mm-hmm. You know, I was raised in a pretty like household that was like, get a 9-to-5 and right. that's all you need. And no one ever was like, you know, I feel like if you're raised by artists, then you in high school and stuff, you're like, I'm going to pursue art. But I was always like, I'm going to pursue HR or something like that.
HR, right?
Yeah, because you don't have a job. You know, were like working before that.
What did you say?
I said, and you were working before you just went full time with your comedy.
Right.
So yeah. You had a good job. You left I a had good a job.
3 years. Yeah, I was working in finance and. So when I moved to New York City from upstate, I knew kind of like I always wanted to do stand-up. But once I got to New York, I was like, okay, I'm in the center of comedy, and I also can do it anonymously here. So if I'm bad, no one will know. Mm-hmm. You know, like if you do it in a small – I used to live in Rochester, New York, and I always wanted to do it there. But there's so few people that if I did it, then everyone would know. But in New York City, you can like kind of be your own person and be your own identity. Mm-hmm. And if it goes badly, no one will ever know because I have a fear of failure. So when I got to New York City, I started doing it here 5 years ago, but I was doing it here while working a 9-to-5 until I got Wild 'N Out in 2019.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Were you always comfortable being in front of people and being on the stage? Because I'm a clown and people tell me I'm funny, but I feel like if I stood in front of people, I'd probably shit on myself. It's natural in just a conversation, but to stand up there in front of people and try to make everybody laugh, that's a job. That's hard.
It's hard. I feel like crowd control is like something that is underappreciated. Mm-hmm. You know, like a lot of people can be really good at Instagram or TikTok or social media videos, but standing in front of 50 plus people and making them laugh for over 10 minutes is like, some days I'm like, I can't do it. Mm-hmm. But I think I was always comfortable. We moved a lot when I was a kid. So by the time you've lived in like four different towns, by the time you're 16, you're like, fuck it. I could not care what anyone thinks. So you really, I think like staying in one place makes you more comfortable than if your parents make you move all the time. And then you just have no inhibition. And you also give a fuck what anyone thinks.
Okay.
So Maddie, do you believe that white privilege is real?
Yeah. What a hard-hitting question. Yes. Yeah, it's really real.
How would you define white privilege?
What'd you say?
How would you define white privilege?
White privilege is like the lack of realization that things are hard for other people. Mm-hmm. It's like sliding through life with everything set up for you. And then having a conversation with someone who says something like, I get pulled over by the cops all the time and not realizing that that's a thing. I think like the lack of realization is like one thing, and like kind of like having your life set up for you in a way just based on the color of your skin, I would say is white privilege.
So do you find that you when you're doing your stand-up, when you're doing Wild 'N Out, do you find it comfortable being around others who are not white? Like, I know there are a lot of black comedians that I love and I love to see. And do you find it comfortable? Like, if you were to go on Def Comedy Jam, would you be would you be at home?
Yeah, I would be very nervous just because that's a huge deal. I don't think I would be nervous. I don't think I'd be nervous because it'd be a black room. I'd be nervous because, like, that's an incredibly huge deal. It'd be like the same thing as if, like, Comedy Central booked me for something. Yeah. You know, you get right. the jitters just because it's like a massive opportunity. But I think, like, before I did Wildin' Out, I used to do a lot of shows in Harlem and a lot of shows in Bed-Stuy in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. So I was doing, like, a lot of urban and black rooms before I even went on Wildin' Out. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't like that, like, whoa, what the fuck? I'm the only white person. I wouldn't say it's uncomfortable for me. It's right. like, it's regular. I know a lot of, like, comedians in New York City who are like, I don't do black rooms. They're too hard on me. And I'm like, just do your jokes. And then they'll laugh. Right. Or, and then it's like this weirdo, like, fear of it. A lot of my friends are like, I could never do Wildin' Out. And I'm like, you could, though, because it's an audience that likes to laugh. And when you just look at it like that, instead of like, oh my God, they're going to think I'm the annoying white girl, mm-hmm. which, you know, people probably do. But if you just go in and be like, I'm a stand-up and here's an audience that likes to laugh, right. then you get it's the same thing as, like, my lack of fear of being on stage is just because if your main goal is to make people laugh, then you get rid of that discomfort no matter whether you're the minority or you're with a group of people who's all black, you know?
Right. What made you want to do a podcast?
I don't know. I think the quarantine, sitting around all probably, like, and then I like talking to people. I like talking to my gals. I like joking around with them a lot. You know, every time I'm with a group of girls, I'm like, we're the funniest bitches in the fucking world.
Exactly.
Why? Yeah, like, why am I not putting this on a mic? And there's so many podcasts out there. There's so many men and groups riffing. I'm like, get us on the mic. So I think it was this, like, there's so many women in comedy up here, and none of us have, like, a group where we can just, like, talk every week. And so I was like, let's showcase that. And also I was like, if I'm going to do a podcast out of my home, I'm not going to have men in my kitchen. So that kind of, like, boiled it to me, for me too. So it was, like, kind of quarantine. And then I also had a lot of followers from Wildin' Out, and I was like, I might as well produce a product for them. Right. So it was, like, inspiration from getting a big following alongside having the time because of quarantine that right. helped me put it.
Is it annoying to you that when people talk to you or interview you, they're always asking about Wildin' Out, like, that's the only thing that you're doing? I would be annoyed. Nick, I'm sorry. Do you want his personal representative or do you want to talk to me? Like, right.
I don't think it's annoying. I just think my Wildin' Out origin story is really boring. Mm-hmm. And every single podcast I do, they're like, how'd you get on it? And it's literally, I auditioned and I got it. And it's like the most boring story. And I feel really bad.
Because I was going to go there at some point.
I can't even emphasize. I literally saw a posting that was like, looking for roast battlers for Wildin' Out. And then I auditioned. And then I went down to Atlanta, and then a week later I was on the show, and I wish it was more exciting of a story, you know, like I was in a show and Nick Cannon was I should invent a story just for the podcast, but I don't get annoyed because then sometimes I kind of like meander people away from Wildin' Out if I have something else I want to talk about. Mm-hmm. But if I'm doing someone's podcast, I'm like, you do you, you guide the convo. I'm here for the ride. Right. You know?
Right. Whatever. So did you have to, so you did an application. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you got it, right? So did y'all have to, like, battle up against people? Like, okay, you two with yep. this two, and you two with this two, and go. And whoever wins, you're going to bring it down. And then did you win like that?
I did win. It was awkward. If I'm good, it was like me.
You had to send in a tape. This is my audition tape.
A VHS tape.
I had to go to the Viacom offices and do, like, up in front of Nick Cannon and all the producers, and then I had to do, like, some raps that I wrote, and then there was a callback. So in the callback, we had to do, you know, like, at the end of the show, there's always a Wildstyle group rap battle.
Yes.
So we had to do that with all the people who got called back, and it was like pure insanity because it was literally like 20 people on each side. And I feel like I was pushing ahead of people a little bit, but, you know, you're like, if I don't get on that mic, they're not going to put me on the show.
Right.
There's nothing I have to show. But then once I got on the mic, I had bars and I fucking crushed. And I was like, okay, I should did I have to push people? I didn't push, but I was like, get to the front now, or you're not going to. But that's show business, you know? Right. And so there was like a two-team rap battle, and I didn't find out that day, but I remember leaving the audition and being like, if I don't get that, that's on them, because I just crushed.
Exactly.
And I had like a good feeling. I had like a good, like, zen feeling of mm-hmm. like, if they don't get to me, no problem. I know that I, because, you know, sometimes you leave an audition and you're like, damn, that sucked. But right. I was like, I was really good. And so I had no uneasy feelings. And then they emailed me a week later. They were like, we booked your flight to Atlanta. And I was like, what the fuck? Okay. Got to tell my job that right. I'm not coming back.
But I quit. So what do you think? Rachel and I have been debating, which we always do. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I'm a little
slow.
Yeah, that too. And I'm not sure that I want to get vaccinated.
Oh my God. Okay, yeah. We have been debating about this.
I know you were vaccinated, right?
Yeah, I'm half vaxxed.
Half vaxxed.
One more. I like that.
That's going to be on a t-shirt.
Half vaxxed.
Getting a second.
So what made you decide to get vaccinated?
I don't even know. I'm just like so over the quarantine that I'm like, mm-hmm. I'll take it. 1% effective, you know, like get me out of here. I also have
1%.
If it makes give me a third leg, I do not care. And I think, you know, my sister was a nurse, so she worked on the vaccine research, and she mm-hmm. was like mm-hmm. throughout the whole year was working on it and was telling me about like the impacts. And then she got it in November. And I think knowing someone who got it, I was like, mm-hmm. all right. She didn't die, so I guess I'll do it. Yeah. And then yeah. I'm doing, like, indoor stand-up now, so I was like, I might as well get it just because I can't suffer through mostly, like, I can't get COVID and then have to not perform for 12 days because I have a positive test.
Right.
So it was mostly work-based for me because the comedy clubs reopened in New York on April 2nd, and I was like, I got to get vaccinated just so I cannot spread it to other people mm-hmm. in my mm-hmm. community. But I don't know if I can convince someone because I'm kind of stupid. I don't know anything about how it works. Yeah. I don't know like if I could even argue for why I got it. You know what I mean? I'm just like, I want to make money. So,
that's so a good reason. What do you think about that skit that they did on Saturday Night Live? Daniel Kaluuya when he hosted the game show skit that they
I didn't see it yet.
Thank you.
Oh, hilarious. Thank you.
She didn't see it yet. She must not have cable.
I don't want to mess it up for you, so I'm not even going to.
I'll watch it tonight.
Yeah. That shit was so funny, and people got offended by it.
What did he say? Okay.
And I'm not telling you. You go watch it.
I don't have cable.
Sorry. You were saying, Maddie?
I don't have cable either, but I think you can look up on YouTube the clips.
Oh, really? Really? Okay.
You can look up everything.
Here's the thing. I don't have cable. We have this thing called cable talk. And anytime Kita and a guest talk over my head, I say I don't have cable. But literally everything is on YouTube
and
now.
She's so pretty.
I get it, whatever.
She's so pretty, too.
But so in that, she calls me so pretty because, first of all, I am pretty. But it really means that, oh, you're so pretty. You don't understand what I'm saying. I don't understand what she's saying. People say most of the time, so she just says you're so pretty. But I don't have cable, and I keep. And so when you said I didn't see it yet, I got excited because I said, "See, she must not have cable either." But you don't have to go see it to know what she's talking about. She could just explain it, and then that way, well, I'll know what she's talking about.
No, because I don't want to mess it up. I will mess it. I will fuck it up. I will. I am. I think I'm funny, but I'm like hitting the miss funny. Like, nobody will come watch you do stand up. No shit, bitch, sit out. That's how I feel about myself.
Well, it's good to know. Funny.
You think I'm funny?
You're hilarious.
Do you think I would get on a comedy show?
If you want to.
I'm going to shit on myself.
We'll wear a diaper. We talked about that. So, yeah, we talked about, I was going to do a test on adult diapers.
My God.
Okay, this is my problem. I work 10-hour days and mm-hmm. I am training.
And show her the thing.
And I had to drink a gallon of water every day. So I gotta pee, like, every 5 minutes. So, and it's like, okay, I'll be right back. I'm going to the bathroom. And so I said I wanted to try out diapers and see if they would work for me.
I told her they have some really nice adult diapers. They're not like actual baby diapers. They have some that are really sexy.
Like panties?
They're like panties. They have, and I said they don't make this, they don't make the diaper. You know the plastic sound that the diaper makes? They don't make that sound. You know, you can wear them and people won't know that you're wearing a diaper. I think she should try it.
I think that sounds great.
You just gonna feel pissy all day, but I think you should do it. It's okay. You'll be diaper. Customer service.
I'm always here.
Oh, wait, I just, okay, how can I help you? Okay. Yeah, yeah okay, come on.
That feels so good.
It feels good, though, to release.
I'll let you know how it worked out. I'll keep you posted.
Are you really going to do it?
Yes.
Okay.
What's wrong with that?
It's nothing at all wrong with that.
If it works for me, it works for me, right?
It works for people.
It's my story, not yours. Write your own
story.
And
I want you to tell it.
Okay. Thank you.
No one will listen.
Nobody want to listen. You pissed on yourself. Okay. Sorry.
Oh, wait, I thought she was telling on me. No, I didn't. No, that's not me.
What is that? Is that a little... No, never mind. Anyway. Rachel's acting shy, man. I don't know why she's shy. I don't know if it's because she's hot.
It's because I'm hot. Okay.
But she acting like she is not raunchy.
You know
like
what? No, let me tell you what it really is. It's because you're there and we're here. This is not the podcast life that we're used to having. We're used to sitting at a round table everybody, you know, having a conversation around a table. So when we first started back the podcast again, it was like, this is kind of weird. We were talking over each other if we weren't in the same room because we had to record via Zoom. It's different. So it does take, I guess, a minute or so to get back into the groove of it. And now we can't even see you because we have to look this way and you're over here. I want to see you.
Well, okay. I think you guys are crushing it.
Thank you so much. Thank you. How, when you go out to do stand-up now, does everybody have on a mask? And are you, do you have to be like... Hi guys, I am Maddie. I just want to welcome you to the show.
Huh?
Exactly. Exactly.
When I go up, I don't wear a mask, but audience members, I don't think they're required. Some shows are required, but then others, audience members just choose to wear one. Mm-hmm. But lately, not as many people have been wearing them. When we first started doing like socially distanced and even like outdoor and rooftop shows, like a lot of people were wearing masks. I think the weekend where every single person was wearing a mask was when Donald Trump got COVID, and I think more people wore masks because they were like, I want to be able to make fun of him, and if I get corona, I can't make fun of him too.
Right.
Right. So like weekend everyone was on high alert because they didn't want karma from like making fun of him for getting it.
I know, right? I mean,
so
I don't know,
but so, yeah, when I go up, I don't wear a mask. I guess I could perform with one, but I got a lot of facial expressions that help my comedy.
It's part of the comedy, right? You need to see the expressions on someone's face to do it.
You really do.
Yeah.
And so, but some comics choose to. I'm like, yeah, whatever people want to do. It's like judgment-free zone, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So, go ahead. So, I want to ask if you're in a relationship.
Yeah, I have a boyfriend. We've been together almost 3 years. We've been quarantined together.
Oh.
Is it Andrew?
Andrew, yes. That's him.
Hello, Andrew. Do you know Andrew?
What do you say?
How do you know? She said, what'd you say? What, bitch?
What?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Baby, she said she know you. You know her? No, the other one. Do y'all want to have a family?
Dude, that's such a good question. Like, pre-COVID, I was like, yes, but I'm 28 now. I was like, uh-huh, 4 more years and then I'll have a kid. And now I got a year out, taken away from my freaking 20s. I'm like, I don't even know if I want a kid anymore because
it's really hard and long.
Life, you're sitting inside, you're like, wow, I would love to travel the world and not have to take care of anyone after this.
Right? No, listen, listen to me. Listen to me. Okay. Look in the camera. Okay. That feeling that you have right there, never lose it. Keep that feeling. Okay. Because let me tell you, you don't eat no more. You don't sleep no more. You don't need to do nothing by yourself. Okay? Right. Okay? So that feeling you have right there. No, I think it's because everybody's like, oh, you get married and then you have a baby. And then it's like, what? Fuck that shit. No. Live your life. No. Live your life. Career. Be able to go to sleep when you want to. I have to schedule when I'm going to go to sleep.
Yes.
And say, look, I'm going to sleep.
I know. That's
I know
the thing
you is- hate your. I know y'all don't get along, but look out for each other because I just want 30 minutes to sleep. And then I still don't get that 30 minutes. Because somebody knocking or screaming, you know. Do you have pets? Do you have a pet?
We have no option. We have plants. That's it.
Even better. Because guess what? You can leave those plants when you go on vacation.
I know. And we're going to Aruba at the end of the month. Ooh. And so you know I'm fucking leaving them. I'm fucking... Can't leave a baby. Can't leave a baby.
Leave the weed. Aruba.
But you can leave a plant.
wait, what kind of plants do you have? Because some plants are very needy.
They'll be fine. I would rather let them die than worry.
She have a cactus?
I don't know.
She just literally told everybody name of her family.
I got an aloe plant. I got this little round plant, like a pancake plant, and then some other random thing. I don't know. I'm really bad at it.
Part of your aloe?
What do you say?
A facial and a deep conditioning.
It's good for the skin.
Do you use aloe? Yeah, do you use your aloe plant or you just have it because it's an aloe vera plant?
I cut it off. I cut a few stems off recently and I put it in my hair and on my skin and shit. It felt really good.
I think that's what I need.
Have you ever done that?
When I was a kid, my mom had an aloe plant.
Oh, okay. I'm talking about now as an adult.
No, I'm not green. I don't have a green thumb. Green is my favorite color, but I just don't have a green thumb. I had a bamboo tree that I got at work on my desk. And I neglected the shit out of that. Yes. Somebody gave it to me.
Why?
I did not water the shit because I forgot.
Well, no, why did they give you that plant?
Oh, because they were leaving.
Here you go.
Yeah, that was a parting gift. So I got a plant that I almost killed.
That's fucked up.
I water me.
You got my number?
But I couldn't all water right. Fucking plant.
No. Don't leave me shit.
Don't bring me no flowers in my funeral.
No. Really? Okay, let me tell you the drink that she had before you got here, okay?
She don't know.
Because it takes her a minute to wound up. So she makes...
She don't know.
Brown.
She don't know.
With white.
She don't know.
Tell her she fucked up.
Do you still drink? No, I'm not. You still drink? You still taking 10 shots? Right.
I don't drink as much, but yesterday I had a few Bloody Marys and I was feeling good.
How does a Bloody Mary take? I almost
tried. Isn't that tomato juice?
Yes, I almost tried.
With alcohol?
And then I was like,
So you put some Crown in a V8? The fuck is a Bloody Mary?
It's vodka.
That don't sound right. And then you drink it out of a celery stick?
Yes.
You got the pepper on the side of the glass.
Yeah, it's good. Mine had a shrimp in it.
Oh, shrimp.
So you dip the shrimp and eat the shrimp.
Yeah.
Ah, ceviche is good. I like it.
Are you in or are you out of the conversation?
I'm sorry.
I just think you're either going to have tomato juice or you can have alcohol. You can't have, but I wonder who made that shit up.
Somebody who was drunk.
Yeah. Guess what'll be great?
It's like a mimosa. You can drink it for breakfast. Like,
yeah. Yeah, you drink it at brunch and breakfast.
Oh, I love it.
I'll try it, but I don't know. I'm in and out on that. Like, I mean, like Double Dutch. Like, I don't know.
I don't know. The noise that you were making, it just didn't sound right. But Yeah, she mixed some shit up over here.
It was only a little bit. Like, it was this much.
She's lying. Let me show you how much it was. It was this much brown and this much clear. And it made that much.
Shut up.
It's because, you know, she just needs a little juice to get her going. Typically, we're very energetic, but, you know, when your arms are sticking to your body in your shirt, it's just not hot.
That's that studio life.
It's not hot. My ass is probably going to be printed on this seat. I'm going to wipe it up. But she needs a little juice to get her going. It's not natural for her to be like,
That's okay. Nothing wrong with a little juice.
V8.
That wasn't
V8. It was V8. You said it was juice to give me crunk. It's crunk juice then. Crunk juice. Just call it crunk juice.
Well, I'm hot.
Mm-hmm. Are we all? Okay. Yes.
Why your feet look
so Rachel hating on my shoes. I bought my shoes for my niece. They cute. She said they don't match my shirt. Why ain't they cute?
She can't see that.
She can't. Oh.
Ain't that cute?
Because you're right here. We want to look at you, but we have
to. I don't know what she
you
just
could be
has
making faces at us.
On. I know. She's probably like, these
We don't
hot.
Know what you doing.
We don't. How know. Many interviews do you do in a day? Do you come on to a lot of podcasts, or do you have a lot of people come on to your show?
I have two on my show every week, and then I do maybe 2 to 3 podcasts every week.
Oh, cool. So you got the whole week planned.
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do.
But this is my only one this weekend. And then I just have a bunch of shows tonight in New York City.
So you're doing your shows tonight are your stand-ups, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How is New York right now?
Exactly.
It's pretty dead. A lot of people left. I mean, everything is still popping, but Manhattan is like where everyone works and stuff. And yeah. It's like pretty gross there right now. Not gross. It's just a little bit neglected.
Yeah. So everybody just literally got up and left.
Mm-hmm. All the so rich people, at least.
Like the apocalypse, like, mm-hmm. like deserted like that. Like on yeah. the
But you're rich. Why did you choose to stay?
I'm not rich at all.
Yes, you are. If people looked at where you are mm-hmm. here, then they'll be like, oh, she's on that show. She's fine. She's hot. She has money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I live in Queens.
We're looking at your pay plan. It looks pretty good on this side. So do you need an AP? A PA?
Do I?
Yeah. Do you? Are you hiring?
Well, she only has plants. She don't need...
For a while
now. No, you personally. Like, don't worry, I'm with Maddie. Okay, I'm with Maddie. They just didn't give me a name tag.
She's looking for a second gig.
I don't think my life is demanding enough yet. All I do is sit around. I would have to be like, hey, can you just sit on my bed?
Unplug
with me
that. And charge my phone.
Yeah, charge my phone.
The battery is going down.
Real Housewives on.
Oh, you watch that?
Sometimes, yeah, it's so bad, but good at the same time.
Which one do you watch? Which one?
New York City, New Jersey, Beverly Hills, and Atlanta.
I used to love Isn't New Jersey. And wait, I think I love all of them, actually. Which one is the Potomac.
I haven't gotten into that yet, but everyone tells me to watch it.
What?
Yeah. You guys watch that one?
No. I don't have cable. It's just wherever someone is.
Exactly. I don't know why she hyped it up.
I
like,
did. I got really excited. Because when I used to go visit people and they had cable, I used to literally, there would be like show night and be like, oh my God, are you coming over? Such as it's coming. I'm like, hell yeah. And,
I can't do reality. It's why? Not, it's not reality. It's like, it's too much drama.
It's so fake. It's awesome.
I know. I wonder if they're hiring.
It's like cartoons. What do you housewife do you belong to?
Nobody's. We have one coming up, the Real Girlfriends podcast. I'm trying to get that going, so we're gonna see how that goes. Just brought it up. Canceled. In the EP, he laughed. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Canceled. Canceled? I got to be started before I can get canceled. Real Girlfriends Podcast.
So when do you expect to be canceled? Do you have anything in mind that you're going to do just so you can get canceled and then come back?
I think I want to pull like a Kevin Hart, get booked for the Oscars to host it, and then someone up something from like 2010 that I did.
From and Wednesday.
He's like, I was 8! From like, exactly.
Exactly. From when I was 8, and I could be like, oh no, I'm exactly. You know.
You had to do a rap battle. Do you remember your rap?
Of course she does.
I'm not talking to you. I remember that I had some lines for like Big Mac because we had to come with like bars against current cast members. So I said something like something about him about to lose a foot. But I don't remember what the exact bar was. Something diabetes related. Yeah, it was something very hurtful, I think.
That's why I want you to remember so I can hear it. That's what they gonna pull up. Remember when she did that line?
Cancel.
Pull it up. I need a break, you know?
Don't say that, girl. Don't say that. He gonna be like, yeah, you know that podcast you did this weekend?
Cancel. Right.
Do you have to ask permission to go on other shows and do other things? Or no. Do you get a 1099? Is this like your own? This is what you do from here. So you don't have to ask permission. Like some shows don't, because you're on this show, they don't want you to do any other show unless you ask permission. So like.
No, I don't have to ask permission because pretty much like we film and then I leave and I make money just doing my own stand up and other stuff like that. So it's not really as full time of a job as like maybe SNL. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Would you want to be on SNL?
Yeah, I'll be on anything.
Just like, I need work.
Work.
I will work.
Is that what it says?
No. I work. So do you love what you do? You're loving like everything that you're doing right now.
For the most part, some days I'm like, I don't want to be in front of people. But I have to. And that's the hardest thing about stand up is like you've committed to this lifetime of being like a monkey on stage. And some days you're like, damn, I'm feeling pretty introverted and I don't feel like talking about fucking sex on stage. But then you get on and you're like, okay, I can do this. Some people I know are very like addicted to the stage and love home every night. But me, sometimes I want to stay home, take a bath, light some candles, but I can't do that every night. So it's hard when you've committed to a lifetime of performance. But for the most part, I love.
Have you bombed on stage before?
Yeah. Literally, like once a week.
For real? What do you do? Do you walk off stage and be like, fuck you? And then they're like, yeah! She was cool. I liked her.
Usually, I guess I don't bomb once a week, but I'll have like an off set every so often. Yeah. And if it's like 4 minutes in and I'm still not getting laughs, I'll be like, what is going on here? Statistically, I'm very funny and I do really well. So this is your fault. And then that gets them laughing. Yes. And then I can turn it around. But I haven't had like a full like silent set in years. That's like throwback to when I first started. Mm-hmm. And that's like humiliating.
Do you remember some of the things that you were doing back then? Like, yeah, I'm not doing that shit anymore.
I think it was like, I think I would get really nervous and like trip over my words and just like go at them with like insane energy. And when that happens, you can flail like a chicken whose head gets cut off. So I think I learned to like slow down and rely on the audience for like validation. And then once you do that, you're like, okay, you guys can laugh or not, but I'm still getting paid, so fuck you. You know? Right. So if you have that mentality, you're less likely to allow the audience to give you silence for 10 minutes. But when you first start, you don't have the tools to talk your way out of that. Exactly. So it can be rough at first, and you don't know like that different rooms won't like some material, you know, like definitely like a lot of road rooms, like casinos and like middle America are generally like kind of like white Republicans that can sometimes look at a woman like she's like insane. And you're like, oh, no, in New York, I'm not considered insane, but I could see how you guys think that I'm like really wild and weird thing. You know, like if I did a show a couple weeks ago and I saw like a man in the audience wearing like a Blue Lives Matters mask, and I was like, oh, this is going to be rough. You do not.
Oh my God.
And there's like little hints you can pick out before you go on stage, like kind of like how they're dressed. You know, you can be like, okay, conservative. It's I'll do like the Karen haircut, like the little short.
What's the Karen haircut?
Oh my God.
What is that? So like,
you just went over her head, Maddie.
Is that Cable?
Is that, you know, like,
it's like she lives in a box or something. It's just
there's a specific haircut.
There is a haircut.
Is
so when you go to the barbershop, you're like, can you give me that Karen? Is that what you say?
I don't think anyone's actively asking for the Karen. I think they accidentally get it by
giving the Karen haircut. It's taking you too long to get.
She just saw it.
No.
Rachel, really?
Wait, I didn't tell you. Oh my God. I didn't know that that was a thing.
It's horrifying, isn't it?
Oh my God.
It's that terrifying.
Was See? She's up to date now.
Oh shit.
We know you have to go, Maddie. We really do appreciate.
Thank you so much for enlightening us
and making her cry.
Sorry for scaring you with that Karen haircut, but just know if you do comedy and you walk in a room and you see that and like a man with like a crew cut, it's over.
Like the buzz cut.
Oh, my goodness.
The buzz cut, bad.
Why did she have to hear it? Her name wasn't even Karen.
Uh-oh. Okay. All right, Maddie, what I need you to do, I need you to go on our website, talkingpink.com.
Okay.
Pick out an item, and we're going to send it to you.
Oh, thank you so
much.
This
is my item that I just purchased, and I have my tag left on it to show that I do support my own business. But we're gonna buy yours, okay?
Okay, that sounds good. So it's talkingpink.com. Pink Talk. No, see, not that one.
See it on the screen.
T-A-L-I-N.
Come on, spell it. Spell it. Spell it.
Pink. I did.
T-A-L-K-I-N-P-I-N-K.
Talking Pink. T-A-L.
Okay. I found it. Oh, what was
that? What'd you say?
Okay. I'm going to pick one out.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Probably the women are the shit one that the man is wearing.
Because women are the shit. Okay.
I knew you were going to choose that one. I was like, watch it. I'll stay there.
I have that one too. I was going to wear that one, but
she wanted to be a thought.
I wanted to be a woke thought. That's Thank great. You so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule.
And I will share when it comes out and give you guys a shout out, etc.
Yay!
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Women in comedy!
Exactly.
Bye, guys.
Bye. T-A-L.
That was fun.
I did not put a K in there.
You did. You said
T-A-L.
I-N.
Pink.
Oh, Rachel is hooked on phonics.
Okay, so tell me what that lady... That was John and Kate's mom.
Who?
John and Kate plus 8.
Oh, it sure was.
That's what I
was like, where do I know her?
I started laughing so hard because I know who that person is.
You've seen that show.
Like, her name is not Karen.
You've seen that
show. I'm telling you, I never had cable, but I would go places, you know, people had cable. And so I would watch stuff. But let me tell y'all something. It's hot as fuck. Okay? And fuck with a K. Okay?
I left that
K out and talk.
Talk.
But it's hot.
Well, do we ever use the K?
I mean, to spell.
When we really say the K word silent. Talk, do we ever use, do we pronounce that K?
You say no. Talk.
No.
Say talk.
Talk.
What?
Talk. That use it.
Are you not using it on purpose? Talk.
Talk. I'm from Mississippi.
Oh, goodness.
I'm straight from the country. From the streets. West side.
The wet. This is a different kind of wet. This west is the kind of wet you don't want to be.
The west side of Jackson.
West side. Jim Hill.
How do you feel about Mississippi possibly becoming a blue state, a black state?
Of what?
It's more black people in Mississippi than...
Are you sad?
The way it looks now, I am. It looked like shit. Like, everything that I remember growing up is dilapidated, all torn, broken down.
That's why they want to take over and start rebuilding.
Who want to take over? Black people?
Yes. Same
but isn't stuff. Aren't black people the ones that put it in the state that it is?
Nope. Everybody would like to blame us for every fucking thing. Even our own blame us for shit.
It was lack of resources. They took it all and hoarded them all into certain areas.
Yeah.
Like, say that for everybody else.
Yep.
So people had to make do with what they had, which was nothing. And now the population has grown so much that now there are laws that have been on the books to prevent blacks from taking office. Yes, up until like right now today. So they're saying that this upcoming election will be the first time, like how Georgia turned.
Mm-hmm.
Mississippi is the next one because there are so many blacks who are going back there to go to school. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, I would like my PA to come in and pour some water on my head.
There's some cold water in the refrigerator.
The soil shall rise again.
That's in a movie? Are that's in a black movie?
Ho!
Ho? Who are you calling a ho?
The shoe fits.
You want to put my shoes on?
Wrap it up.
Cinderella. Oh, shit, I lost my earpiece. Can you give me my earpiece?
No, girl, my pants
tight.
Excuse
me, y'all.
It's fuck. Hey, guys, I just want to thank y'all for joining us another episode of Talking Pink.
Season 2.
We back.
We black.
Maddie Smith.
I'm black,
I
y'all.
I was about to fuck it up.
I'm black, y'all. I'm black, y'all. And I'm black, and I'm black, okay, and I'm black, y'all.
She's messing it up. Okay. I don't know what she's doing. But, okay.
Pinkies.
Go buy some shit. Before we turn these lights off, turn off the lights.
Y'all got y'all stimulus check. You got three.
Y'all got
of
a
them.
Stimulus check. You can spend at least one of these. I mean, $25. You can buy. You can buy at least one of these. I bought it. If I bought it, you can buy it.
Go to our Patreon, donate.
Yep. That's what she said.
Talking Pink.
I'm not going to spell it because I don't know how to spell
follow
it.
Follow us.
Like
keep
us.
Keep following us.
Share us.
Subscribe
to us. Like, rate us.
Like butter.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends.
Tell your mama. Okay, this is what I want to tell people.
Tell your mama.
Don't walk up to me and say, oh, I see you doing your internet thing. And then I ask you, oh, are you following me? Are you subscribed? Oh, don't do that shit. Don't. Point out to me what I'm doing on the fucking internet and you ain't subscribed.
Supporting me.
You ain't even commenting and saying, hey, I see you. Go subscribe. Don't just watch.
Like, subscribe, share. Call your mama, call your daddy, call you.
Oh.
Well, you ain't say cut or nothing. How are we supposed to know? So get the fuck out of here.
Cut. So I can stand up and put my thighs.